Gee, it was a bad day for Racing Victoria yesterday. We got the news coming through late yesterday afternoon that John McArdle's Boom 2-year-old, Doubt I'm Dreaming, died at track work yesterday morning. No doubt a huge blow for John McArdle. He's been kind enough to join us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, John. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad, Mick, and you?
Mate, not too bad. What a shocking day all round yesterday. Can you tell us what occurred yesterday morning with Doubt I'm Dreaming?
Basically, went out onto the track, as he does every day with his normal track rider, Daniel Schmidt. He was working around the track, no problems at all. Actually looked away to see if one of the other horses was coming off the trotting ring to have a gallop. Looked back, and he wasn't where he should have been, so I looked further back down the track, and he stopped. I thought he must have hurt himself, and so I ran down there, and by the time that I got there, he'd collapsed and had died. Daniel just said that he was canting around completely normally and then started to become staggery in his action, and so he was pulling him up, and yeah, he collapsed.
Gee whiz. Is an autopsy going to be conducted, or yeah, do you know what it was?
No, an autopsy is going to be conducted. I mean, the horse is... Obviously, part of him was sold for a lot of money, and so he's been vetted stringently. Our vets are... My vet's always looking over him, so... We've never seen any sign of any sickness or any problems. His heart's been listened to several times. It's never been a problem. Nothing to suggest any dramas. My vet thinks that it's most likely an aneurysm, which nobody can detect. No one can tell that it's there.
And you could have had that from birth, or is that?
Could have had that for how long? Who knows how long? And unfortunately, it's cost him his life yesterday. So, to put some perspective on it, Daniel's fine. All the owners are obviously devastated, and my stable staff and myself, it's a big loss for us. But to put some perspective on it, with the tragedy that happened with the Philpott family, but Bendigo, at least all of our staff went home.
Yeah, no, and you said something to that effect last night on Twitter as well, which was certainly words that everyone agrees with. But personally for you, this horse, he was one of the early favourites for the Caulfield Guineas. It could have been a real big change for the stable. How good do you think he could have been?
I think he's the best horse that I've trained. Well, it was a multiple Group 1 winner. This horse could do things that even she couldn't. So we've had a lot of nice horses, group horses go through the stable, but I think he was the best. Jamie Mott, who rode him a lot, he agreed. He thought he was the best horse that he'd sat on. So for a stable of our size to lose a horse like that, it's a decent old blow, but forever the optimist, we'll just head down, bum up, try and find another one like him.
How unusual is it for something like that to happen to a young horse, especially?
Oh, look, it's unusual, but, they're like humans. Unfortunately, when your time's up, your time's up. We never know exactly what's going on. Unfortunately, the old adage, if you've got livestock, you've got dead stock. Unfortunately, it just... it's never great when it happens to any animal, but when it happens to a boom colt like him, that probably could have changed his owner's addresses, then it's a bit more of a blow.
John, tough time for yourself in the stable. It'll be interesting to see what the autopsy result comes back with. Hopefully, things can get better. They can't get any worse. You got a winner today at Sandown?
She's a nice filly in a tough race. She trialled well and won well at her first start, but got barred at the barriers, and she had to have seven jump outs to get her barriers to get back. So she was probably well and truly cooked when she had her second start at Moonee Valley. But it was a case we had to take her to the races to get her to repeat the process so that she got better at the barriers. She had two jump outs this time in. She's been fine at the barriers both times and won them both quite convincingly. I think it'll be a good form race going forward, but she's an each-way chance.
Let's hope you don't mind race two at Sandown today. I don't think anyone would mind if she won after what you've been through the past 24 hours. Good luck today, John. Thanks for having a chat to us.
No worries at all, Mike.